Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. State legislators are kicking off the lame duck session with a bill that would affect family planning in Ohio. It would reprioritize funding for family planning so that it would effectively put Planned Parenthood last on the list to receive that funding. To talk to me about what this means, I'm joined by Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau, who's been reporting on the matter. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So when we're saying it would be a shift in money making Planned Parenthood last, how will that affect what that organization does? Is it a question of timing or allocation of funding?
Well, kind of both. It's over $1 million of Planned Parenthood money comes through this pass-through. It's federal and state funds. And the way that it's operated in the past, Planned Parenthood has got a lot of that money. But now they want to change, the state lawmakers with this bill want to change the guidelines for how that money's passed through. And they want to include community clinics, community health clinics. They want to include private practices. If this happens and the bill goes through and it's signed into law, Planned Parenthood tells me that they could lose over $1 million a year, and that could really have a devastating impact on their budget. They say that, you know, Planned Parenthood is a brand that people who find themselves in need of family planning services would know, you know, to contact Planned Parenthood, where some of these clinics or private practices, that sort of thing, they don't necessarily know to go there.
Couldn't it just be that this actually gives women more choices on where to get their care?
It does. It gives women more choices. And as the people who are pushing this plan, the Republicans mainly who are pushing this plan, point out that in some small rural areas of the state, Planned Parenthood doesn't operate there. So this would, they say, open up money to the organizations that do operate there that serve those women in rural areas. The question needs to be raised as to why. Why aren't they applying for this money anyway? Basically, it's not set aside for just Planned Parenthood. It's set aside for family planning clinics. Now, what Planned Parenthood would point out is that, you know, in some urban areas, and especially in areas around college campuses where women may not know what's available, they do know Planned Parenthood because it has a long history and they know what it does and what it provides.
So where does the question of abortion fit into all this? Do these other clinics and other providers give the same access to health care needs to women that Planned Parenthood does?
Well, and that's the key. Emily, you know, they don't mention the backers of this bill do not really mention that abortion is the reason behind it. But some of the people who have gotten up to testify on behalf of the bill say, hey, they don't like the fact that Planned Parenthood provides abortions and the fact that that group provides abortions, and they don't like abortions. They don't want their money going to it for any reason, whether that's, you know, for an abortion, which it cannot legally go, you know, public money cannot go for an abortion. And Planned Parenthood says it keeps that separate, so it does not go for abortion. But they don't even like the idea of it going for birth control services because they say that that helps keep the lights on. That helps, you know, in other ways with this organization that they say provides abortion, and they're just not happy with that.
Why is this happening now?
Well, it's the lame duck session, and they have to finish up all of the lawmakers in the state have to finish up all of the legislation that's currently on the table. Otherwise, it dies at the end of the year. This legislation, it's been passed now through this House committee, and it will go to the House. But then the Senate would have to take it up and pass it, and it would have to be signed into law by the end of this year for it to go into effect. Otherwise, it wouldn't go into effect. They'd have to start all over again next year when the new lawmakers come in. So that's kind of why they're picking it up now, because if they don't pick it up now, they can't pick it up. And they have to start all over again.
Tell me about the political ramifications behind this measure.
Last week, well, on Election Day, Ohio voters spoke pretty loudly. We thought it was going to be a much closer race, but really, President Obama had a good win in Ohio. And if you look at the exit polling, one of the things that came out, we know that women were more likely to vote for President Obama than they were for Mitt Romney. And we also know that this issue of family planning, abortion, women's rights, this was an issue that was a key issue in that campaign. So, Planned Parenthood right now is saying, why in the world would lawmakers, after seeing, you know, what happened at the polls, why would they take this up? Why would they go against this? Now, lawmakers, you know, it depends who you talk to, but they don't necessarily see those exit polls the same way. And they say, well, you know, this is an important issue. It's a matter of priority and matter of philosophy, and they need to do it right now. So, you know, we've got this issue, though, coming up at a time when it's fresh in the minds of voters. And for women, especially the women who went to the polls and voted for Barack Obama, this is a reminder for them as to why they voted the way they did.
I've been speaking with Jo Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here, Jo.
Well, thank you.